Hi, this is Mark. I'm in a weird place. It's around 1:45 in the morning on February 10th. I can't sleep. I've been asleep for 3 or 4 hours and got up and had some root beer to drink. And now I'm sitting on my stairs. I live in a place where I'm very blessed to have two sets of stairs. The stairs make a winding kind of, they have a big landing halfway up. So I'm sitting on the landing. I feel particularly lonely right now. I don't exactly know why. Somehow I feel in some way. Well, I've been reading a book by Stephen King. Maybe that's what's got me feeling this way. He wrote a series of books called the Bachman books, and there's one book called The Long Walk, and it is really a testament to being alone. And it's really struck a chord with me. I read it back when I was, maybe 18, so it's been many, many, many years. But it struck a chord. I feel like I've come full circle. I'm not suicidal, I don't think. But I do feel like day by day, little by little, I'm removing myself from community activities. And that concerns me. I had a lunch with a buddy of mine today who says he feels the same way. The problem, of course, is he's 65 years old. What's my excuse? I keep waiting for the next big thing or something to grab me to make me feel passionate. I am working on another book, but it's not holding much interest. I work on it, and it's getting there, but the old passion that I used to have, you know, to just be rearing to go, ready to go, it's gone. I don't know what the reason is, but I'm trying to find it. You know, a person needs something to get up for every day, whether it's your wife or your husband, your kids, your job, revenge. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but whatever it is, I seem to have lost it. Maybe I lost it after, I don't know, my divorce. It was easy to stay motivated then because I had things to do for her, you know. Try to make her life better, make more money for her, make it better, you know, do something for Valentine's Day, get her a birthday present. Do things for my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, make their lives happier, which I did. Or help out little kids in the family. You know, it's always something, you know. Make her proud of me. But now that that's not the case, I feel that some days, little by little, my light is dimming. I'm sure it's only an illusion, and I'm sure it only happens at nighttime. But the good news is I haven't had any bad dreams. Although, I had a dream last night that I was back in my marital home with my beloved ex-wife, and it wasn't a good place. I mean, it wasn't a nightmare, but I just kept thinking, why am I back here? I have this thing about going backwards, not wanting to go backwards, you know, not wanting to. I've heard so many stories of people who, you know, get divorced and they get out in the real world and they realize that the world they're in was not as bad as, you know, the world they left. So they, you know, crawl back into their marriages. I don't want to be that way. I'm not a quitter. Or maybe I'm a quitter. I just don't know it. I don't know. But anyway, in the dream, I was not happy to be back. Although I guess there's some part of me that still wants that security and having somebody that's got my back, you know. But that's a long way away, and I'm on my own now. I have to accept it. Thought I had accepted, but boy, when I read this book, The Long Walk by Richard Bachman, who's really Stephen King, I can't help but think about things. Maybe this is good. Maybe this emotional cocoon I'm working myself into is a good thing. It certainly isn't the first time I've been here, and I'm afraid it won't be the last. Perhaps it's my destiny. I don't know. Anyway, I just took a sleeping pill to help me get back to sleep, so I'll keep this short before I start babbling strangely. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I hope those of you who are listening, thank you for listening, and have a good day. Stay tuned. Who knows what else, what other words of Delphi, like oracle wisdom, will spew forth from my loins. That just came out kind of weird, didn't it? Well, you know what I mean. Try to make a joyful noise today. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Pause recording.